Coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on StandardBredCanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg, and our guest today has just been given a fresh mandate as chair of the Ontario Racing Commission. Elmer Buchanan says he's excited about his upcoming two-year term, and we'll cover a number of issues from sustainability to handle to the resurgence of Kawartha Downs and even hope for Sudbury. That's all on this edition of Trot Radio. Mr. Buchanan, welcome to Trot Radio.
Oh, thank you.
Pleasure to have you with us. 1 year as the ORC chair. Now you've been given another 2 years. You've been reappointed. Looking back on the past year, could you give yourself a letter grade and give one to the ORC?
Well, I think we're a solid B. You can always do a little bit better. I mean, it was turbulent times, but I think we have been supportive of the industry as well as a decent regulator.
Where do you see the areas of improvement to get that from a B to something even better?
Well, there's obviously we're providing dual responsibilities here. First of all, as a regulator, and the government has handed us significant millions of dollars to be distributed to the industry, which we have done. So we're still sort of taking an active role in running the industry as well as regulating it. I think on the regulation side, we need, and this is the chair speaking here, not the board or ORC, but we certainly have to look at prevention when it comes to regulation, more so than we have in the past. The folks here are getting that message a bit. Our investigators are certainly out there, and we've heard back from the industry that we're doing more in the prevention side. If they see something that's not just right, they're more likely to suggest to the people that they need to correct whatever it is rather than simply laying charges. And for me, that's an important step forward of the regulator working with the industry to make sure they're following the rules, but not simply trying to find opportunities to lay charges. That I find is positive, and it's something I hope to see more of in the coming years.
Yes.
On the other side of the business, as you know, we have signed agreements with 15 tracks. There's some more work to be done, I think, in terms of finding money for purses in some of the standardbred regional tracks. It's a major issue, and we need to work with the industry and government to see how we might address that need, which I think is significant for some of the folks in the standardbred side.
Let's talk about that in a slightly different light, because we are talking now about how we grow the business. There's been a thrust to compile competitive race cards, both live and export patrons, for them. And you may be aware, I'm sure, that recently Yonkers conducted a mini card on a Sunday morning for French wagering patrons. And in five races, they handled more than Woodbine did the night before, which is really phenomenal. How does the ORC interpret those results?
Well, I think it's innovative, and it's something that needs to be looked at. We have, with the government providing the money given significant dollars to the Alliance tracks, and Woodbine is taking the lead in looking for new opportunities to increase the handle. And when you mention the Yonkers experiment, this is something certainly that we in Ontario need to explore, because in order for the industry to survive and grow and thrive, we need to see new opportunities for wagering, and that certainly is something that's worth investigation.
Anthony McDonald recently wrote a blog for Standardbred Canada on the need for claiming races and a stronger B-track program. Does the ORC also see this as an issue? And if so, what's being done to remedy it?
Well, it's not something we've really turned our attention to. Occasionally we hear things raised, and Anthony is very good at raising them, and I applaud the work he does in blogging. We need more people doing those kinds of things, whether it's positive, negative, or neutral, to get people reading them and sort of interest in the sport. So I'm not sure what our role would be in that, but as a regulator, obviously we need to make sure any improvements that we can support, we certainly would.
A gentleman by the name of Greg Walling was instrumental in helping Kawartha Downs have what they call one of their best seasons ever. It was a very viable year. What was it about his plan that made Kawartha such a success?
Well, there was a contraction, first of all, in the number of race dates. The second thing, though, which I think is more important, is they put together a marketing program that reached out to the community and brought new faces to the racetrack on race night. I was at the track twice, I guess. I was there for the last evening. And the thing that struck me most was when I went to the dining room, the young couples, young people who were sitting in the dining room, actively wagering. Now, they may not have been wagering huge amounts, but they certainly were wagering significant dollars, and having a good time. I have not seen young people like that in any racetrack that I did see at Kawartha. So I think they did marketing. I think they worked with the horse people. The owner there invested money, in the dining room to make it a better experience. And so I would put it down, not exclusively, but to marketing and getting the horsemen on site.
It's so important to, once you have those couples coming in, to especially the newbies, to make their experiences.
Yes, I think, you know, one of the things that is important for the industry is it in this day and age is when you go to the track, it's an experience. It's not just watching the race, but it's the ambiance, it's the food, it's the atmosphere, it's other things that are happening around. The younger generation is looking for an experience, and I think that's kind of where Kawartha was going, and I think some of the other tracks certainly need to look at what Kawartha did. I know that some other tracks are doing this and working very hard at it. Grand River, as a smaller track, comes to mind.
They do a great job.
Which I know have worked very hard on some of their marketing campaigns, and I know that Woodbine is doing it as well. But Kawartha, I think, stood out in terms of the difference from one year to the next. Certainly this year had one of the best years, and they're very proud of what they did.
Kawartha has risen from the ashes. There's another track, of course, in Sudbury that is holding out some hope. I guess the question is twofold. Number one, is there hope for Sudbury to race next year? And is Mr. Walling working on a similar proposal for Sudbury that you're aware of?
Mr. Walling is working in Sudbury, has been up there, I think, a couple of times. I don't know the specifics. I know there's been a lot of back and forth. Steve here at the office is trying to set up a meeting with Mr. Walling, myself, to see what they've come up with. There was some money originally set aside for Sudbury. If there's a plan that has the support of Sudbury, the community, various horse folks and so on, is certainly something we are going to take a look at.
Just to wrap things up, how do you envision the commission's role vis-a-vis sustainability of the industry going forward?
Well, first of all, I mentioned the regulation side. I think we need to modernize how we regulate the industry. That's important. On the governance side and the running of the industry side, we're kind of holding the fort at the moment. The long-term plan was not to have the ORC running the various HIP programs and being responsible for some of the operational side of the business. So I think in the next couple of years or the next year, we need to explore how the running of the industry is going to be handed off to another group or whatever to run the industry. That's going to be the challenge. We're doing it. I don't think there's any huge complaints at the moment, but it's not right in the long term to have the regulator running the industry. So we need to find out solutions for that. The panel looked at self-governance. We're still exploring that. That's a possibility, but at this point in time, there's no group or agency that's ready and willing to take on running of the industry.
Something for future watch indeed. Mr. Buchanan, thank you for doing this.
Well, you're welcome. Enjoyed it.